Got a crowd in the studio this morning. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Who do I have here? I have David Crowley, who is the drama advisor at Houghton High School and Middle School. And from the Houghton Middle School, I have Lissa Savolk and Clayton Bullitt and Jack Ashburn. And we are going to be talking about a couple of plays that are coming up this weekend. David, why don't you step in first? Because you've got some information about the sixth grade play that is coming up. Now, these are going to be performed Friday and Saturday evenings and Sunday afternoon.
Right.
What are the sixth graders doing?
Sixth graders are doing Uninvited Ghosts, which is a play about a bunch of teenagers who decide to have a surprise birthday party for their friend at a supposedly haunted house. And as those kind of plays always go, there are strange happenings, and they see a gun pointing out of a closet, and I won't give too much else away because you'd know the whole story, and then you wouldn't have to come to see it.
But it sounds very tense, though.
It's a good play. It's got some humor in it, and it's, you know, one of those kind of little mystery kind of things that are always interesting to watch.
It's first time around for these students, isn't it? Sixth grade. It's first time around. So it's not a real long play, but it's an opportunity for them to kind of dip their toe in the water.
Right. I've got so many kids who want to be involved that I always end up the last few years having to do two plays. So I do one act with the sixth grade, and then the seventh and eighth, we do a two act and turns it into about a 2-hour show total. So
very, very nice. Let's talk about that middle school play, and you can give that microphone back to Lissa over there. We'll introduce again Lissa Savolk and Clayton Bullitt and Jack Ashburn. You guys are going to be in the middle school play. Lissa, why don't you tell me what this is about?
The middle school play is called Just So, Mr. Kipling, and it's about Rudyard Kipling, who wrote The Jungle Book, and it's about his life when he sends his son John into the army, and it's his guilt. And there's this little girl named Priam that appears, and it's just Rudyard basically reading The Jungle Book, and you have scenes from The Jungle Book in there, and it's...
Okay. Clayton, did you know anything about Rudyard Kipling before this?
No, I did not.
So what have you learned about Rudyard Kipling?
That he wrote The Jungle Book, that he had a son that went to war. He died in 1936.
He wrote a lot of other things besides The Jungle Book, but The Jungle Book is certainly his most famous work. So, Jack, what do you... this is kind of a look back in history. A different time, isn't it?
Yeah.
Have you learned some historical things from this?
I really haven't that much. I learned a little bit about World War II.
Okay.
World War I.
Yeah, World War I would be the one that would be involved there.
Yep.
And so it's kind of a throwback in time. Now tell me a little bit, now don't give anything away here, but tell me a little bit about the characters that you play. Jack, go ahead.
I play John Kipling, who is Rudyard's son, and he tries to enlist to go to World War I.
Does his dad want him to do this?
Yeah, my dad does, but my mom, Carrie, doesn't.
Ah, okay. Works that way in a lot of families. Clayton, what role do you play?
I'm Rudyard Kipling.
You're Rudyard Kipling?
Yes.
You know, somebody once asked me if I liked Kipling, and I said, I don't know, I've never kippled. So you have to play the guy who wrote The Jungle Book.
Yeah.
So you wind up reading some things and presenting some things from that during the play?
No, because it shows scenes from The Jungle Book, so okay. I don't read much.
Okay. All right. And Lissa, what role do you play?
I play Carrie Kipling. She's in her mid-50s, and she's not very happy with John going to war.
Ah, some mothers are like that.
Yeah.
It has to be done sometimes, but some mothers are like that, and they worry. So I beg your pardon, but you don't look like you're in your mid-50s.
Thank you.
So is it challenging to the both of you who are playing the older adults in this? Is it challenging to play people who are in their 50s?
At first it was, but you kind of grow on your character and it just turns into like you just know what to say, and it's just fun. It's fun.
You pattern yourself after your grandparents?
Yeah.
Aunts and uncles will recognize themselves on stage when you get there. So what's been the most challenging thing about this for you, Clayton?
I'm not sure, really.
Okay, so has this just all come really easily to you?
Yeah, I memorize lines pretty easy.
Oh, that's good.
So that's really good.
That's good. I don't do that well. Jack, do you get your lines real easily, or do you have to work at it?
Most of the time, I get them pretty easily.
You guys are very fortunate. What's been the biggest challenge for you, Lisa?
The biggest challenge for me is probably learning my lines and knowing to say them at the right time, because I kind of get nervous on stage. But otherwise, it's been fun.
Yeah, and I think you'll find that if you're well-prepared, and I know that you guys always are when you go on stage, that'll take away a lot of that nervousness.
Yeah,
if you're well-prepared, then you'll start to feel really at ease on stage before too long. And I know that David's groups at Houghton School always do a great job.
One thing that they haven't mentioned that I want to make sure gets mentioned is that John actually did get killed in the war.
And I thought he did, yeah. Yes.
And, it's the play is basically about Kipling coming to terms with the guilt and his refusal at the beginning to kind of acknowledge that he had any responsibility for it, even though he pulled strings to get him into service and that. And the job of this little girl who comes and asks him to tell her a story is to help him, because memories of his son kind of intermingle with the story of the Jungle Book at times, and it brings him to the end where he finally has to kind of acknowledge his own part in everything. So it's been a challenging thing for kids this age to pull off, and it actually also includes actual excerpts from his son's letters that he wrote home before he died.
So for those of you who are very young, because I'm working on the theory that none of you have children yet.
No.
Okay. Is it difficult to, again, for the two of you who play Rudyard and Rudyard's wife, is it difficult for you to imagine what it would feel like to lose a child?
It's weird. Yeah.
Yeah, I have trouble being bummed out about it.
Okay. All right. So what's the biggest reason, Jack, that somebody should come see your play?
I think it is very historical, and you can learn from it. And if you haven't read The Jungle Book, it's kind of interesting.
Wait a minute now, David's mouthing something here to Clayton. So what have you been told to tell me?
There are some masks in the play that the animals wear.
They're the high school art class made them, and they look great.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. So those are the scenes from The Jungle Book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, this sounds more and more fascinating the more I learn about it. There's a lot of depth in this, isn't there?
Yeah, and we had rental costumes from Minneapolis come in, actual theatrical costumes.
Very cool. Yeah. Very cool. So the plays are coming up this weekend. Hang on, I'm going to get my information back open here. It closed on me. Friday evening and Saturday evening at 7 o'clock at the Houghton High School Auditorium, and Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. And you can get tickets at the door. And you will enjoy, I'm absolutely certain, because these always are really, really well done. And David, I always tip my hat to you, because you managed to get the most out of your young actors and always present some very interesting things. So,
well, the whips I own happen to really work good.
Okay. All right. There's a 50 Shades of Grey line that I will not bring out here. So, thank you all for coming in here, Lisa Savoke and Clayton Bullitt and Jack Ashburn. Good luck. And I hope
your plays
go wonderfully. And I hope you have a wonderful turnout as well. And thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
It's Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf.